Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is I am the supervisor on floor. May I have your name?
Howard Malter, Malter. Listen, this has been going on for the last, I don't know how long, three orders, I guess, that I bought it from you. You don't get the information right. Somebody's not doing their job. You say you keep shipping it to the address at 514 Pantego Road, and I call the tracking number, and they say it went to Cutchalk, New York, not East Hampton. And what's going on? I
So,
mean, this.
Mr. Malter, this is Aya, the supervisor you spoke with previously, earlier this morning, and several times in the past as well. So, you're the gentleman who's had multiple reshipments for the CryoFreeze Sports Recovery Cream. We are showing that the post office is shipping it to the address that me and you actually clarified back on, let me double check that date, March 29th. This is going to the same 514 Pantego Road, apartment 43. We actually have the issue with your zip code being the primary issue. It was a East Hampton and a Chicoto. I can't remember how to pronounce that. I apologize.
Cutchalk.
Cotchall. Yes, sir. And
Cutchalk is the billing address.
right, and the East Hampton is the delivery address, which is what we discussed back on March 29th, and that's where I have it.
Yeah, but I gave you a new order on May 3rd. You shipped that May 4th. I'm not talking about March. I'm talking about the May 4th order. Order
Yes,
number
sir.
1516423.
Yes, sir. And that went to East Hampton, ending in the zip code 11937.
Well, how come I used the tracking number and they say it went to Clutchfork? Why don't you call the tracking number and see what they tell you?
Because I'm not the person that it's made out to, sir. They legally cannot give me any information regarding a shipment to you. So that's why I
Oh,
wouldn't be able to
that's
do that.
baloney. That's baloney. Because so what? I called and they told me it went to Clutchfork. I still don't have that shipment. So what are we going to I mean, call
Okay.
them up, just put the number in.
Have you filed a claim with your postal service, sir?
What do you mean a claim? I just called. They told me it went to Cutshaw.
Well, sir, unfortunately, we have the correct address on file. It is not OMAX that is shipping it to the wrong address. It is your postal service.
Well, so what are we going to do with this now?
You need to file a claim with your postal service, sir.
I'm not paying for this. I didn't get it yet.
I understand. I do need to advise you that you need to file a claim with your
This is
post
really
office,
crazy.
sir.
I'm not going to file a claim with the post office. They say they got the package. Why don't you call the tracking number? What are you people afraid of? I mean, call the tracking number and follow it up and you see what they tell you.
No, sir. We are not allowed to investigate someone else's mail, sir. That's like a federal
Oh,
crime.
okay, all right. All right, so this shipment is nowhere to be gotten. Okay, so I'm calling up my credit card. We're not paying for this. This
Well,
is
I've already
ridiculous.
refunded the order as well as for your protection. I did make sure that there would be able to have no orders placed since you do have continual issues, sir.
What did you do?
We're going to make sure that this order is refunded for you, and since you do consistently have issues, we're going to make sure that there's no further orders placed, okay?
No orders, what?
No more orders.
You don't want to know any more orders. Because you can't straighten it out. That's what you're doing?
No, sir,
Hello?
because of the consistent reshipments that have to happen essentially every time that you order with the service, it is considered a risk at this moment, so we wouldn't be able to place any more orders for you. But I did issue a refund for this last shipment.
Yeah, I want a refund, but I want the merchandise. You got good merchandise, but you can't deliver it. That's the
Oh,
problem.
no, sir, you won't be receiving any more merchandise from our service.
All right, give me the refund, And, you know, anybody that asks about this company, how you handle a customer is not good.
I'm so sorry you feel that way, sir.
Well, I don't feel so, because you don't want to address the problem and see what's causing it.
That would be your postal service, sir.
That's not the way to take care of a good customer, okay?
I do apologize you feel that way.
Well, how else can I feel if you can't take care of it, if you're not willing to follow through and see what's going on? Why is it going to another address?
Well, I did advise you on this recorded line you need to follow up with your postal service because they're the ones having the issues with it, sir. So I do sincerely apologize since you denied to do so. There's nothing further we can do at this time. I did get that last shipment credited for you. And, of course, I have everything.
Which shipment did you get credited?
The May shipment, sir.
So that means I'm not getting that package. Okay.
Correct.
All right. I'm going to call Kutcher if I get an address and see what this story is and find out why this is happening. I don't understand this.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling customer support for OMAX Health.
Thank you. Terrible. Terrible.